President John Dramani Mahama has called on Ghanaians to imbibe their act of tolerance in all spheres of endeavor, particularly as the country goes to the polls in December. He said usually during elections, when tensions are rising, there's the tendency to be provoked, leading to violence. The president threw the caution when he addressed a large gathering of Muslims at the Black Star Square in Accra to mark Eid al-Fitr. The president also received special prayers from the National Chief Imam, Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
The period of fasting is one of the five pillars of Islam, and Muslims who are fiscally stable are obliged to fast each day for the entire month. The exact date of Islamic holidays or Eid is usually not determined ahead of time because the end of the fast is based on the sighting of the Hilal waxing crescent moon. At exactly 10:15, the National Chief Imam Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu arrived to lead the congregation in prayer. Shortly before he arrived was what could be described as a drizzle, probably a sign that the unity that characterized the country during the death of President Mills has come to stay. President John Mahama reaffirmed his commitment to ensure peaceful elections while squashing the youth, particularly the Muslim youth, to desist from untoward behaviors.
If you take all religions in this world, Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, all of them, the one basic principle that underlies all religions is the word love. And love emanates from the principle that is contained in all religions, that we must love our brothers as ourselves. Intolerance between religions leads to violence. And yet in Ghana, we see the two major religions in this world coexisting peacefully side by side. That is the kind of peaceful coexistence that we have and respect that we have between religions. And it's not by accident. It is because Allah has blessed Ghana.
National Chief Imam Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu, in a sermon, reminded the Muslim faithful to be God-fearing and mindful of Allah's commandments, including prohibitions. He condemned politics of insult, adding that it is Allah who entrust people into positions of authority, not man. Leaders must therefore be accorded some respect. Among those present at the event were former Vice President Alhaji Aliyu Mahama and flag bearer of the PNC Hassan Ayariga.
Pascalina Dadivo reporting.